It's cool. Yeah, that's all. Okay, the next Indian here is so we finished Bay Movie Hero. We discussed Bay Movie Hero here at least. Bay Movie Hero was the cover that you have to have to the Torah. And by the way, the cover to the Torah and the years of the Torah, it manifests itself in the way we treat the exteriors of the Torah as well. That means the way you treat a Beis Medrash, the reason we're so mocked on the cover of the Beis Medrash is because that's going to directly affect the attitude you have towards learning in the Beis Medrash. The way you would treat Svarim, that's why it's in a Kavod HaSvarim. Right? The way you treat Kavod HaSvarim is going to directly impact the this Indian. Okay, so okay, yeah, he brings a Taz from show. So like this, it says in Reish Pei Beis, Linuig Kovid B'Sefer Torah, V'Sham Mevi HaShulchan Aruch, HaRoyah Sefer Torah, K'shumalach Tzorach Lamoid. You have to stand up before a Sefer Torah. V'Taz Sham Kasav, nearly, the Anashim Shinoigim B'Shas Limudam B'Sefer, V'Roitzah Lehagbiah HaSefer Shalomim. Like I'm doing right now, unfortunately. The Surah Ika Mishum Bizayan. The Garat Fame Miniacha Sefer Alberka. There's not much Isra Bizayan. So we're very, very mocked here. I'm Bizayan Svarim, not to put one Sefer on the other, not to, when a Sefer falls, you kiss it. Why? The more covered you have to the Svarim, the more the Torah becomes a part of you, the more you're able to connect to the Torah itself. Okay? The next, and then it goes on and things like that, but it's fine. Now, fine. The next Indian in the Mishnah is Ba'anava. Tell us, what does Ba'anava mean? Anava obviously means humility. Why is humility so important? So I think the process of shining humility being important is that if a person's a Baal Gaiva, then they're going to think they always have the right answers. So that's the simple pshat. A person's going to think they have the right answers. If they have the right answers, then if they have the right answers, then it's not shaykh to, if they're going to have the answers, then it's not really possible to learn from anybody else. It's not possible to be shaykh to anybody else, etc. You think you have it. You think you're it. You think it's all right. So it ain't going to work, right? Okay. Now, Matisyahu adds a k'necher. Okay. And his k'necher is like this. Anava, of course, has to mean a certain level of humility, a certain level of respect and knowing that there are people that are greater than you, there are people that know more than you and you could accept from them. But he wants to taina that it goes a lot further than that. The anava here specifically is that a person has to be an anav legabi Torah, not an anav legabi his Rebbe, and not an anav legabi someone teaching it to him. You have to be an anav legabi the Torah. You have to be able to realize that we are so small and we are so minuscule compared to the chachma of the Torah. Right? But Be'etzem Torah is B'Shamayim. And Be'etzem, it is B'Shamayim. It's just not B'Shamayim Lamor, and therefore I can't get it. Hashem gives us out to Shemayim, you can get it. But Be'etzem Torah is Rechava Min Hayam. It's really a human being interacting with Torah, which is the Chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really makes sense that it should be impossible. Really makes sense that it should be impossible. How does the Taka work? It only works because Hashem gives us a matana that he wants us to connect to it. But Be'etzem, it's impossible. So he wants to tie in the Matisyahu. There's another point in Anova. That is, that person has to have a certain amount of respect and makas mokayim legabi the Torah itself. Legabi the Torah itself. The Torah is greater than me. I cannot, no. The person, why is it? Because if a person thinks that they can fully understand and grasp and define and be magdir Torah according to the Seichel and Nushi, then they're not really learning Torah. Then what they're doing is that they're just kind of fitting everything else into their own set of understandings. What a person's anava has to be is to say, look, I'm here, and Torah is really something much greater than me. I can't fully understand Torah. I can't fully understand the concepts in my brain. But nonetheless, despite all that, and despite that I have no shaykhs to it, I'm going to learn anyway. So in a way, it's the opposite of what a person would think. Normally, a person would think is that, you know, no, I can do this. I can accomplish this. It's my, you know, that's going to be the key to success. So, and the community of Torah, that's just the opposite. The success in Torah is going to come because the person realizes I can't do it. The success in Torah is going to come when a person realizes how great it is and therefore it's not really shy for me to do it. And that's kufa how I'm coming suit to it. That's kufa my attitude towards it. That's what Matisyahu is chiddush over here. So that there's a nova in the context of the Kinani Torah has a dual-edged sword. And that's why he says that it's a Bishamay Bisil. Why do you go by Bisil? Because Bisil is more on the sun than Bishamay. Who cares about on the sun? The Anderson is one of the Kinyan Torah. The Anderson is the place where a person can understand the true distance that they have between themselves and Torah. And therefore, a person will come to Torah with a certain greater Havana. Okay? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of Ma'amari Chazal about Anova, but I'm just saying over now the basic mahalach of Matisyo in describing a novel. And he brings down here a one line of the Chazon Ish. I just want to say, even though it's more general, it's not specifically about a novel, but he says like this. He says, Amru shatur niknes v'memchas kinyonim. V'kulam, all of the memchas kinyonim are yitzia migidre hateva. V'hahergol ha'ishiyas. The Kanis B'daki Ashlings. Kinyani HaTorah is the way that a person is kind of something beyond themselves. That's really what Kinyani HaTorah is. Torah is really not Shaykhtas. The Kinyonim are, how do people minimize themselves to the point that they don't even exist? Rabbi Yerucham writes, that's where the Aron didn't take up space in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Because the ideal way for Torah to exist is by coming to the realization that they doesn't really exist. Coming to the really realization that I'm not here as my own. I'm only here, you know, as a vehicle to understand and a vehicle to get closer. That's, you know, the greatest, you know, understanding. Like, you know, when a person says something like, you know, this is one of the paradoxes, you know, I believe that Hashem is everywhere. So that itself is a steer, because I mean, in that sentence, you said, I believe. So you're saying you exist besides Hashem to believe it. So anyway, the point is that the greatest anava is when the person realizes that their whole existence is here for Torah and to understand Torah and will understand the greatness of it as well. So that's the other level. But Akoponim, I just found it interesting. But I think till now, I always understood anava is just a simple, you know, humility to learn, to accept from the Rebbe. According to this, Anava is a lot deeper. It's the Anava to the Torah itself. Yishkar, I'm sorry, a little deep tonight, but Mr. Shem.